This is Dirk from Maverick Strobe.
There he is.
First thing I do when we get off the pitch, I'll listen to Casual Riffs.
We really need to move away from that outdated intro, since Dirk is no longer from Mavericks Rugby.
Hey!
Sorry, Dirk. We're going to make some new intros, I promise. We've got ideas. We just haven't had time. Stupid toddler.
Yep.
Don't got time for anything.
Ruins everything.
All right, guys. Welcome to the Angry Podcast. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
And I'm Chris.
I think I just cut my finger with this metal thing.
Good. Make you angrier.
Blood everywhere.
You got to start out with a blood sacrifice.
That's true. That will actually make the show better, though. That's not what I'm looking for.
I'm looking for angry.
No, it's funny. You brought up something earlier about, you said it before the show. People's opinion. Why do people care about what other people think? And it was funny because Jeff Bezos from Amazon came out and said they donated 10, 20 million. It was way more than that. I don't fucking know the numbers.
Right.
Excuse me. And towards environmental care. And then all these people started going on Amazon and ripping on them about the boxes that they've been using on their products.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, some 18-year-old kid at his first job does not give a crap about anything. He's just boxing this stuff up and sending it to you. And you're attacking Amazon. It's so weird. We live in such a weird world. Well, this is Amazon's fault. No, it's an 18-year-old kid that's boxing up your little thing, dude. I've never gotten a package and immediately thought that Jeff Bezos packaged this himself.
It was $10 billion.
And thought it was going to be funny. This is going to be hilarious. I'm going to put this tiny package in a gigantic box and screw Mother Earth. Thoughts never occurred to me.
Isn't that shit recyclable?
Yep.
Okay.
But it's just, we live in such a reactive world. We don't consider employees anymore. We go right at Taco Bell. I don't think I've ever thought.
To be fair, Taco Bell sucks.
That's not true. I love Taco Bell. Cheesy Gordita Crunches are the best.
That's all right.
You don't love Cheesy Gordita Crunches? Well, you're a Taco Casa guy, but that is also correct. So we're both.
I do love cheese.
Yeah, 14 pounds of cheese per burrito.
It's so good.
Yeah, they put so much fucking cheese
so
in their shit.
Good.
Can I get a little more beans with my cheese, please?
But when your order gets screwed up, the first thought that goes through my head is not, let's contact the CEO of Taco Bell and let them know.
No, that is the first thing you do.
I'm going to tweet at them.
Yep, Twitter wars.
I will only do all that business after the first approach has failed, but I don't think I've ever... trying to think. I don't know. Most of the time you tell the business, hey, this sucked. They fix it.
Right.
You don't have to send them tweets. Twitter's the devil though. So I don't know how it, if you are on Twitter, I don't know how you do it. I'm speaking to you, Art. I don't know how he does it. I see he'll share some Trump stuff and people jump on it, or he shares some, I'm just going to stop right there. Sorry. He shares some stuff. People jump on it, like his Viking stuff. And I'm like, he's brave. Twitter's deadly.
I don't share anything ever.
No, you don't. You don't.
Do you have a Twitter, Rody?
I do have a Twitter.
I don't think he's...
I just use it to stalk people, though.
See, I don't think you've posted a pic, like, very many pictures of Finley on anything. Yeah, Rody's not a social media person.
Nope, there's a lot of perverts out there.
Damn. Yep, that's true, too. Chris is not really... too into social media either.
I'm on Instagram, but yeah, I don't hardly ever actually Jay made it for me like a long time ago on the show, actually.
Oh man.
Yeah, I just use Facebook to stalk people pretty much.
Oh, that's funny. Did you also know you have a Tinder?
I do, actually. I forgot about that.
You forgot?
Yeah.
So you haven't been swiping?
Nope. Cause I don't know, the pool of candidates is not very good.
Because you live in Burleson.
Yeah, but Burleson's... I'm not going to say that. Burleson's good, though.
We have a friend that has been showing us pictures of some of the candidates, and it's terrifying.
Yeah?
The Democratic candidates?
No, the Tinder candidates.
Yeah.
There's some interesting people out there with interesting demands of people.
Tinder... Well, it's I was saying, like, online dating is a whole nother language.
Right.
It's a whole nother thing. So you got to figure that out.
Like someone put up, like, this scoring system. It's like, anyone that gets 50 or above comes straight to the front of the line. We're like, you're not that hot to make those demands.
I would just reply with my score. She'd be like, oh, you're at the front of the line. And be like, that's it. That was all it was, just the score.
We got time for nothing else.
But let's ride this food wave real quick. Did you guys see what Burger King announced?
Ooh, did they do an impossible chicken sandwich?
No.
Impossible chicken sandwich.
No. Much better. A french fry sandwich.
What?
It's a burger bun with french fries on it, and this is real.
So just straight carbs?
Yep. It's so stupid.
So like no meat or anything?
Nope, french fries.
Cheese?
Google
what,
it.
What kind of sauce?
You probably get it, whatever you want. I'm assuming.
Lettuce and tomatoes?
Nope, it was just french fries, dude.
That's gotta be fake as shit.
It's not.
That's so fake.
It is not. They're testing it right now.
Where? In Europe?
No, over here.
Look, where in Europe?
Look, there it is. There's the advertisement. There's the, what is that crap called? The media thing?
Ugh.
The press release?
Yeah, thank you. Press release! Burger King testing french fry.
God damn it.
Looks like it has french fries, a bun, maybe mayonnaise and ketchup. Did Roddy spell something?
Yeah. Dude, he's like on six in a row.
Dude, he is pissed off about this burger.
Yeah. How is Roddy spilled to drink six shows in a row? Like his streak. This is crazy. Like you're 37 year old man. Well, you're about to turn 37.
Now I'm about to tip over another one.
Because your age, you're angry about your age. I got your age wrong.
You're pre-aging.
Well, this is the beginning of the show.
Yep. Oh, God. No, okay. So what? Sorry, Chris. What were you saying about the...
No, it looks like it has french fries in it, a burger patty. It looks like mayonnaise and ketchup on it.
Yeah.
That looks disgusting.
You know how hard that's going to be for them to make that and keep all the fries on the bun? They're all going to fall off and crap. People get so mad and stupid.
That's straight up stoner food.
Oh, man. I'm not impressed, but I thought it's real. Like, I'm like.
I mean, Burger King's fries are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, they are.
Chris, they're the worst of all burger places.
Where do you get your fries? Mount.
Spill a lot?
Yeah.
Spill. Is your favorite director Steven Spielberg?
Wendy's are better than those.
Oh, Wendy's fries are the worst.
Only when they're dipped in Frosties.
Those, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. That's what I meant. They're only good then. My favorite fries are probably Sonic. McDonald's are pretty good, though.
Whataburger.
Whataburger? We're a Whataburger hungover with a taquito. Ooh. That's heaven right there, dude.
That's where I sat.
That's what I'm doing right now, tomorrow. Screw work. I'm going to Whataburger. Call work. I'll be an hour late going to Whataburger.
Load management.
Got to load my stomach up. That's weird.
That looks gross.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So look, that's on Fox News too, dude. That's not a joke.
If that costs more than 80 cents, then that's ridiculous.
That's another thing. I wonder how much that would cost.
It's probably going to go on their like Burger King dollar menu if they have one.
I think so. I don't know.
Like, this seems like something like, hey, we're having a lot of loss. Like, we have too many buns and we have too many fries at the end of the night. What do? Let's just make a french fry burger.
I mean, yeah, fast food's become a gimmick. I mean, that's, except for Whataburger doesn't do it, but like the rest of them, what is it?
I tell you though, I can't wait to see when this gets thrown into a mash tun.
God damn it. Hey, Texas Craft Brewery, love you. Why not? French fry sandwich beer.
Yeah, just throw it in some cheesecloth, like sock, and just throw it in the mash. And
why not? Screw it.
Yeah.
Why not?
French fry burger beer.
Just do it.
You want mayonnaise in your beer?
I'm going to put...
It's called King Me.
Since I said just do it and I thought of Nike, I was like, I'm going to get some of Kobe's used Nikes, put them in the mash tun, call it Kobe Bryant juice.
Oh shit, Wendy's fired back at Burger King on Twitter.
Oh!
It says, when literally anything would be better on a bun than their beef.
Ah, Wendy's. They have a good...
Take that.
They have a good social media presence.
Take that, suckas. Oh, man. But no, that's real. And yeah, I wasn't impressed. It's gross looking picture, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of something that is good, we have a beer in front of us called Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
It's a collaboration between Division and Brutal Beer Works.
Never heard of them. Are they any good?
They're okay.
Either one of those establishments?
One's better than the other.
Mm. I feel that if
I'll let you decide.
I feel that if you would reach back into our previous catalog of podcastness, you could find both of those breweries in the back.
It's a milkshake IPA with mango and blood orange.
Ooh wee. I'm gonna
have you had any yet, Chris?
I'm gonna come off.
I haven't.
I'm gonna jump off real quick and say I like it. It's not super, super sweet like that other milkshake IPA that we had.
Yeah, that was rough. That was turning point, wasn't it?
Yeah. I 1,000% get the mango. Left with a little bit of bitter mango there, and I like it.
I think I get the blood orange at the very end a little bit.
That's what the bitter is.
A little acidity.
Yeah. Good, 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 good.
I like it. I like it.
It's really good, yeah. It's got
it is good.
It has like 3 or 4 flavors, and I'm getting them. Not like, couldn't identify them. But definitely not just getting a flat, here's the flavor. I'm getting a profile.
Yeah, I talked to Wade briefly, and he said that they really enjoyed brewing with those guys, and they just brewed over at Brutal.
I wonder if it was in pure silence, like he likes to brew. Wonder, because Wade and Jason love music.
That's true.
Not sure about, wonder if Sean likes music.
Sure he does.
So was he outvoted? That'd be
a brew in pure silence.
Did we talk about that on the? I think we did on their show that he likes to brew in silence. Yeah, because then Michael Harper had to adjust to that. Michael's like, I like music playing. I'm like, Michael, I have to have some kind of sound at all times in my life. I need to be distracted.
Right.
Otherwise, I'll distract myself. I don't know.
Chris, put something else up on the screen.
You're making Rody hungry.
God, that's awful.
No, yeah, this beer is delicious. I like it.
Yeah, super good.
They're having their release party at Division.
Tonight?
Yesterday. Last night.
That's the equivalent of the French fry sandwich.
What happened?
That's Lizzo.
No. Did she do something?
No, he just put something else up there.
It's Rody's favorite singer. Singer / songwriter.
Body positivity.
That's legit. All I had for today was just those two topics. Amazon boxes and Burger King sandwiches. Show over. No, I'm just... I'm totally kidding, but... I don't know what... I don't know, man. This is really good. I really like this beer. And it's so crazy that I love it when two of my favorites work together. I liked when Michael brewed with Division. I remember that beer. I went there, got it. And I like that Brutal's working with him, which is Jason Perez.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. When's Martin House Collabs coming out?
I don't think they had time to collab with anyone.
Yeah, they collab with a dartboard. Hey, dartboard, tell us what to make today.
I thought we discussed this, and it was manatees.
Yeah. They have another squid-type beer coming out. I saw that.
What?
Yeah. A squid beer?
Yeah. Well, they had the squid ink one, and then there's another fish thing. I was like, okay, whatever.
Are you going to come out with a hentai beer?
No. Hentai beer, that would be weird. Tentacle. Yep. There would be another word after that I don't want to.
Yep.
Tentacle play.
Tentacle play, that
sounds delicious.
That's actually a category.
Is it? Tentacle play?
Yeah, tentacle play.
I'm not too excited about that, Chris. I don't really want to look that up.
No wonder your Tinder's so weird and off-putting.
It's true.
Tentacle play, yes, please.
Oh, man. Samsung released their new flip phone.
Really?
And it folds in half this time instead of long ways.
Oh, okay. Improvement?
It looks like a Game Boy Advance. I don't know if everybody knows what that is, but that's what it looks like. It's pretty thick. Open it. It's... I don't know, man. Like, I don't need a touchscreen phone to fold in half. I don't need that.
Right.
People need it, apparently.
Why don't you just get a tablet?
Well, it has to fold.
Does it?
I don't know. I don't know why you need that. Protect the screen.
It seems like a gimmick.
Yeah. Look, there it is, and it's selling like crazy. People are loving it. It's getting actually good reviews. The first one didn't do so well, but yeah, no, this one's doing well.
That looks hideous.
Yeah, it does.
Yep, I watched two or three reviews on it, and they were like, yeah. It was their trade show last Wednesday or Tuesday. No. Yeah, I guess it was, and we didn't talk about it on Wednesday. Weird. Fail. Yeah, and I was going to pre-order the new phone, but realized that I don't need it, so I didn't, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because I like having the new phone, but I was like, the only thing that's improving on the phone, like, the hardware is improving, but what are you supposed to do with all that RAM and stuff? What am I programming the space shuttle? What are you supposed to do with this gaming laptop in your pocket?
Right.
Hold on, let me play this new World of Warcraft with 4K graphics. Like, that's
why I wanted a budget phone.
You're right. There's no reason for all of it. And then the new camera has 30 times zoom, but it actually has the zoom now instead of just making it bigger.
Yeah.
It actually zooms. But I'm like, I don't, maybe twice in the last year I've felt like, wish I had some zoom. Maybe less than that.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't need that. And then the worst part is the Galaxy 20 Plus S20 Plus is $1,200, I think.
Good Lord.
Yep,
they're not playing anymore with these phones, and unless people take a stand and say, nah, they're just going to keep going up.
And that's good for, what, 2, 3, 4 years tops? And yeah. Then you got to buy another one?
Yep.
I can buy a TV.
And then they're like, oh, we have 5G, and I'm like, once again, I'm not downloading 14 gigabyte files on my phone. What are we doing here?
Right.
What are we doing?
Oh no, I have to wait a minute and a half.
Yeah. That's true.
That's probably what it comes down to.
I don't know what you I really don't know what you need. I think one of the phones has 12 gigs of RAM.
Damn. I'm like,
I don't know what you need that for. Like, eventually they're gonna cap out where you, like, the next phone, it's like, and that's why I think on the new Samsung, they focus mainly on the camera. That was like all about the camera. It's like four cameras, zoom in. It's like a freaking digital camera.
Yeah.
Like a real one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, after, you know, at that point, where do you go? Like the new one takes 8K video. I'm like, no one has an 8K TV. Where am I going to watch this 8K video?
Right.
What am I doing with this?
You think social media has any influence on that?
On the, yeah.
Yeah, posting stories and pictures and videos.
Yeah. I'm just like, what I'm saying is beyond the pictures. Like, where would, like, you, Chris, you're a good computer guy, Chris. Like, what are we gonna do with a 12 gigs of RAM and a Pentium process? Like, what are you gonna do with that
in your pocket?
Yeah, it's like, hold on, let me decode something. I don't know what I'm decoding. Hold on, let me hack the Pentagon. I'm like, eventually it's got to cap out, right? Like, as far as the hardware goes. Oh, here's the new phone. It's better than your laptop.
Unless they're running like Photoshop on their phone.
Right? Something.
It now comes in green.
But anytime I try to do any cool stuff like that, Chris, like I'll try to edit a video, I'm like this, I'm going in there to the computer so I can see what I'm doing.
Exactly. Right. You got your ass to the mixture, your mouse, your keyboard.
I'm like, I can't see. And I'm trying to cut, like, you have to drag your finger to cut the video, and I always drag it too far or too little.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, nah. And then I come in here and I'm done in 3 minutes.
All right.
So.
With that $1,200 you could spend on a badass computer.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. It's weird. But I realized, because I told Rodeo I was thinking about pre-ordering it, or I did, but I realized, I was like, yeah, I don't need this. So, nope. But I bought the new Galaxy Buds, and I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for their pastel blue. Looks like Kaylin said that. She made fun of me.
Yeah, it's fine. Yep. Are they better than the iPod?
Yeah, yeah.
Earbuds?
Well, so I had the old white ones. That's the first gen. I bought the second gen. And I bought the second gen because it says it sounds better and the battery lasts 24 hours.
Dang.
So,
on the new ones or the old ones?
The new ones.
Damn.
And yeah, no, they sound badass.
Do they have like noise canceling?
Yeah.
In them?
Yep. Noise canceling. Also, you can turn on ambient sound. So if you're wearing both of them in public, if somebody talks to you, you can hear them, which is kind of cool. So the microphones will pick up their voice and amplify it.
So you're wow.
Like, that way people can't sneak up on you and murder you while you're in the mall.
Fair enough.
Hear that stuff. And I could have swore, I'm not sure. I think I was listening to some music and I think I started talking and it turned down. I'm not sure. I haven't tested it again because I don't want to, but I should. But yeah, no, I love them.
So you basically say they can be used as a hearing aid.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, they can. The Bose headphones, so people that have tinnitus, which is where your ears ring all the time, they actually prescribe the Bose headphones because they do that. So basically, nice. you can listen to like low noise, like a some kind of ceiling, whatever you want to listen to, and then hear other people talk at the same time. So that way you're not stuck listening to your ears ring.
That's really cool.
Or your brain, technically, is what it is, your audio nerve.
So did you already get those? They come in or just order them?
I ordered them. Yeah, I've been using them for Tuesday, Wednesday, 2 days.
Nice.
Yep, I love them.
How much does the battery last on your old ones?
I think 4 hours.
How long does it take to charge, though?
Like, to get another hour, it was like 15 minutes, and you could get another hour.
It's not bad.
The new one will give you another 2 or 3 hours after 5 minutes.
It's crazy. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's nuts. Some charging's crazy. Is that a pumpkin beer?
It is.
Interesting. Interesting choices.
Not just a pumpkin beer.
It's the pumpkin beer.
In February?
Damn. That is a sought after pumpkin beer. Or it was. Was it the original? Didn't think so. I was wrong. Can't remember what the original was.
Pumpkin High.
Thank you. Pumpkin High.
Well, if it's rare, don't give it over there to Mount Spilimanjaro.
That's true. Yeah, you should probably move that.
Accurate.
Your streak of spilling is like, it's either at 5 or 6 right now.
Don't know what's going on.
Oh, man. There's all kinds of elements that you could make fun of in this case. But
I need to just set it over here.
That's probably.
And then I'll just.
Chris, you got to check this out. Spill it all over him.
The whole Chris, bottom row of pops go bye-bye. Perfect. Oh,
those are the good ones. Please don't spill it over there. Actually, all these pops are good, but those are the Spideys. I've got to redo some more reorganizing or buy some more shelves that can't go anywhere. So.
What is your favorite pop out of all these?
Ooh, if you told me I could only keep one.
Yeah.
The Ariel one?
It'd be the Iron Man one that I gave to Scott. Just want to make him feel bad if he's listening. Damn you, Scott. I want it back. I pick LeBron James. That's a big lie.
LeBron James.
LeBron can go away. Yeah, I'm trying to glance as fast as I can. It would definitely be an office pop. That's not even a lie. Probably maybe Jim's Facebook. That might be it. Or Jim dressed as Dwight. Yeah, that would absolutely be an office pop. That's probably the ones, as weird as it is, that I'm most proud of.
I love The Office.
That's actually really shocking to hear.
Yeah, the Spider-Man ones. Most of them are really common. They're probably pretty easy to get back. And all the Marvel ones are bobbleheads, as Rhodey knows. There's some kind of deal where Funko can't make Marvel toys. They can make Marvel bobbleheads. So I don't like them as much, because if you took any of them out of the package, their head's going to shake, Chris.
Really?
Yep. Every single one of them.
Oh.
So it's a little bit annoying.
It's just a way they can get around it.
Yeah. And it's the way the license was sold. I think Hasbro owns the toy license, and Funko was able to get the bobblehead license.
Makes sense.
Sucks. Like even the Ant-Man's, they're all, every one of them is a bobblehead, so I wish that would go away, but it has not. So,
I mean, they're probably never coming out of their packaging, so you're not going to ever really know.
Nope. But like I think the Star Wars ones are bobble. Are they? Do you remember?
I thought so too.
Yeah, Star Wars ones might be the same issue.
Anything that's owned by Disney, I thought was. No, really, I thought anything made by Disney was a bobblehead.
Buttheads. I wonder if that air. No, I don't think the Ariel is. But those would be like Disney cartoons would have never sold the toys to anybody. Oh, I want the Toys rights to
pick it up real quick. Let's see.
It's a long ways away.
Well, I mean, there's Stitch right there.
Stitch is not a bobblehead. I actually do know that.
I don't know.
Does he look terrifying?
Yeah.
The gremlin?
Yeah, the gremlin. Is Jason picking it up?
Yes.
It is a bobblehead?
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's
not. Yeah, no.
That's Jason aggressively shaking this box.
No, I just noticed the ink is smeared on that one and it made me very irritated. The ink where they printed at the bottom is smeared, so it's probably fake.
Yeah. Counterfeit.
It's Pop in a Box. Pop in a Box exclusive that came from Pop in a Box.
Or somebody spilled beer on it.
With a, that's true, too. With a fox in a hawks in a house with
pop
a mouse.
Pop in a box. Pop in a box. We like the girls with a pop in a box.
I need to finish this so I can try this.
Is that a rap song?
Yeah. Pumps and a bump. Pumps and a bump.
Pumps and a bump.
We like the girls with the pumps and a bump.
Speaking of rap, being a rapper under the age of 25 is a bad idea right now.
Yes. What was it? Smoke what?
I don't know.
Diddy Foo?
Another one died. It's like right now it's like pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, and it was like a home invasion.
It's the 27 Club.
Yep. I don't think I think I'm going to turn in my rap.
Like, it didn't even sound like he was, like, involved with anything. Like, it wasn't like a drug bust. It wasn't, like, an altercation. He got his house broken into.
He had an infinity pool that he took pictures in front of.
Really?
Somebody said.
Is it Pop Smoke?
Sure.
Yeah.
Does he?
Rapper Pop Smoke died at 20 in home invasion shooting.
Go to videos and see if one of his music videos is on there. I got a lot of the butt.
That's just a bunch of TMZ stuff about his death.
I've never heard of Pop Smoke.
I never even heard of him either.
Well, take off the young rapper died and put in Pop Smoke video.
Pop Smoke dead. It's still the same stuff.
Still the same.
Yeah, take off young rapper. Watch this dude not even... He had to have some kind of hit. He had an infinity pool. I don't have an infinity pool.
Well, welcome to the party.
Let's do it. Here, RIP Pop Smoke. I mean that seriously, people.
I like it already.
Rated R.
RIP the gods, free cheeks.
RIP.
RIP my man, Cootie Capo, SD, Infinite K, Dottie Gang, Bow.
It's not a good way to start a video.
Rest in peace, 3D, Naughty,
Fat,
fuck around,
Lion Order.
What the heck? That song was like RIP to 20 people. And now he's like, aww. Hope that's not a Ferrari.
This is another
thing. Baby, welcome to the party. I'm off the Myers and Lee. That's why I'm over retarded.
How many views does this have?
Huh? I hit the boy up and then I go skating around.
25 million.
Baby, welcome to the
party.
Pick some of that. Give me lit.
Gun on my
head. One and a half.
It sounds like 50 Cent, though.
Baby.
Is this real?
Baby, don't trip.
Just lower your tone.
Lower your tone.
Cause you can get hit. Don't let that be in my system.
Turn it off, please. That's 25 million views?
Yeah, 25 million.
That was not good at all.
Nope.
No offense, dude. I know you're dead. That was bad. 25 million. How many thumbs up does that have?
333,000.
If you want to see 333,000 dumb people, I'll show it to you. Right there.
Welcome to the party.
There's 12,000 that said thumbs down.
Those are smart. That was not good, was it?
No.
Like, even for that style of music, like, it wasn't even like rapping. It was just like, welcome to party. I don't even understand it.
It's mumble rap.
Was that what that was? Would you count that as mumble rap?
Yeah, I'd count it as mumble rap.
All right. Well, this is why I'm not a hit at the kids' parties that I go to. Tell me I don't know anything. I'm that old.
Because you can actually enunciate words.
That was just not good. Like, I mean, I could see 50,000 views on that, but that's 25 million. More people have seen that.
Now, to be fair, probably his death has probably skyrocketed it too.
Yeah, it's true. RIP. That video started out with 20 RIPs. Now he's gone.
Add one.
That's sad. It's crazy. I'm glad. I feel bad for the rappers though that come up and get all murdered like that. Sucks. Makes you know. Maybe if I was a rapper right now, about to get it, but nah, I'm good. I'll just go work at Burger King.
Right.
I don't want to die.
Eat the fuck out of that that French fry sandwich.
Yeah. That other dude that took all the pills though, he kind of did that. Juice WRLD kind of did that to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, his music was actually pretty good. I liked it.
Well, he's got 300,000 songs or something. They said more stuff's coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like,
he's spitting from the grave.
Yeah. Like Tupac, dude. Tupac, Biggie, Tupac featuring Eminem.
Hail Mary. Yeah, come with me.
Ah. Yeah. R.I.P. dog. Yeah, that sucks. There's been a lot of them lately. There was another one. Yeah, there was another one. I don't even know them all. They all got weird names, too, that I can't keep up with. But I'm not knee-deep in the hip-hop scene. I'm knee-deep in the... Suicide Silence had a new record come out.
Really?
That's going to be the record of the week, too. It's pretty good.
With their old singer?
No, he's gone, Rhodey. He also RIP.
I thought we just discussed this. It doesn't matter if he's gone or not.
That's true. They can... Imagine if they did have... So rappers, I mean, they do verses, on beats or whatever. They can they can put that anywhere. So imagine if like a metal singer just left a whole bunch of screaming vocals with no beat. Just, hey, here's every word that I've ever said screaming. So when I die, you can make records.
Yep. That could be a new genre of music.
Death metal?
Yeah.
Get it? Because he's dead and it's metal? Death metal? No.
It's pretty good. I liked it.
But anyways, so I really liked this. It was funny, too, because the last record was the one that had the new metal on there that sounded like Korn.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't really want to listen to this, but I gave it a shot. I really like it. It's not the best. It's really slow, though, too. Like, it's not... There's no fast parts like the old stuff kind of had. It's... This is kind of slow.
Is it called Become the Hunter?
That's one of the singles. Nice. This is new album. I don't even know. Play it. Let's listen to a little piece of this business. Let's get sued by suicide. Oh, this is a teaser. Good.
Yeah.
It's all that slow.
Sounds pretty good, though.
No, it's
that sounds really good.
It's slow. I like it. I said I've listened to it twice, maybe three times. R.I.P. Mitch Hedberg.
Yep, that Mitch got you.
Mitch Lucker. The old singer, he was freaking awesome. Drank a bunch of Four Loko and got a motorcycle and killed himself. So,
as one does.
He's going down with smoke, bro.
Juice WRLD.
Ah, you guys. You're crazy artist. But anyways. Yeah, no, I like it. I don't think we talked about it, but last week... There was a Stone Temple Pilots record. Did I mention that?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah.
We actually played one of the songs.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to keep up with... There was some other song. That was about it, though. For music this week, that was about it. That Justin Bieber album dropped. And what's super annoying is I have no idea how this happened, but the Lakers center, JaVale McGee, somehow has a writing and producer credit on this album.
Interesting.
And I'm like, no. And so I decided to listen to this Justin Bieber album for the show. 30 seconds in, turned it off. And I was like, I don't care. I quit my podcast. I'd rather be killed.
Because JaVale McGee was involved in this?
No, just because it's not good. I don't know how people listen to R&B style singing, man. Because Justin Bieber's kind of sort of in that category, I guess. slow, just a beat in the background. I love you, baby. Or my heart is broken. Whatever. That soft singing, just ugh.
Ugh. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
I've never loved R&B, though, like Tyrese, Marvin Gaye, any of that business.
You don't like the love making music?
No, I don't. I don't. I guess I like Boys to Men for 30 minutes when I was in eighth grade.
Right.
Boys to Men, ABC, Gimme Deep. That was it. It's like, move on to that. Backstreet Boys, would that be called R&B? No,
pop.
No Diggity was an R&B. Some of the songs on that album are R&B, though.
What does R&B stand for?
Rhythm and Blues.
Rhythm and Blues.
Yep, you just got to think of Tyrese and Cisco.
Cisco.
Who else? Who?
Or who Rockin' Beats, whichever one.
Who are the famous R&B singers, man?
Marvin Gaye.
The only name I'm stuck on is Tyrese, and he's not even that good. He whines a lot.
Yeah, R&B isn't mainstream like it used to be.
Uh-oh. Well, what was that? Tyler or something? I don't know. Tyler.
Tyler the Creator?
Yes. No.
Classic R&B? Really? Usher?
Usher. Yeah, good call right there, Usher. I just wanna take it nice and slow.
But then he transitioned into more pop music.
Yeah, he did. He did, didn't he?
And now he didn't do anything.
Was Shaggy... Who was the guy that sang with Shaggy? Shaggy was kind of... Or no...
Was he the Jamaican dude?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand his voice.
Just say it wasn't you.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It
wasn't me.
Oh, man. Like, my mind's digging. All right, I got to try this pumpkin. Is it good? Do you like it?
It's not bad.
Oh, my God. Yep. That is pumpkin. That is delicious. I like.
Also, let's say smoked pumpkin.
Damn. Wade and Sean worked too hard. Because I guarantee you that was smoked in his oven or something crazy.
Probably.
Yeah, he does. They work so hard and their beers.
For 10 hours, they were outside smoking pumpkins.
And then their beers, you can taste the hard work. Oh my God, that's good.
I can taste your sweat in this beer. It's delicious.
God bless.
Do I get a hint of blood in there?
And what's the beer called?
Smoking Jackos. You legit get nice. So it's the pumpkin's balanced.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a slap in the face like 90%.
Right. It's not like allspice and nutmeg in your face.
Yeah. And then you get that little smoke taste. Comes Chris. Out. Look at that brat. Look at that dark. Is it a stout? I would classify it as a stout.
Well, it's like it's over 9%. So I'm assuming it's a stout.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Oh, that's good. I like it. When we have Wade and Sean back on, he can talk about local music. He can give us all kinds of local bands to go listen to.
That's true.
I'm assuming this was aged, I guess. Maybe not aged, but it's not in season.
I think they made... Austin told me that they... This is still the first batch they made, like the first iteration of it. So I don't know if they've... made multiple batches, like they haven't changed the recipe, or if this is left over from like November. But if it is left over from November, it's held up really well.
Yeah, that's damn good.
Yeah, if it is, I don't know, man, it's great. Like, I wish I would have got a 4-pack of it. I'm hopefully gonna go to Division on Saturday. Don't quote me on that.
You're not going to Division on Saturday.
Why not?
Because we're going somewhere else on Saturday.
Petacolas. Brutal Billworks. New Main Brewing. Spanish for Valerie.
Yes?
I just made that up.
Spanish for Valerie.
That was a band.
So
we've watched two new shows recently.
Okay.
Both fucking garbage. Sorry about the bomb. Garbage, both of them.
National Geographic on Disney Plus?
No, two new half-hour comedies from Hulu. I'm not sure if they're Fox or NBC or whatever.
Okay.
One of them has Jason Biggs in it from American Pie.
I feel like I've seen previews for that.
His kids are smarter than he is. It's terrible. It's literally the mom and dad. They have, I think, four kids. It's either three or four. I think it's four.
Uh-huh.
that are smarter than they are. That's the whole premise of this show. So they're doing experiments and talking way over your head.
Right.
And confusing the parents. And in the end, the parents are right. And, oh, it's terrible.
Outmatched.
Yeah, Caitlin kind of likes it. I can't stand it already. It's dumb. There's so many nerd jokes. Like Jason Biggs, because he's stupid, makes so many nerd jokes about his kids. It's just so dumb. You're such a nerd. You're so smart. And the worst part is the two parents go down in the basement and smoke weed.
Of course they do.
Really?
Yes, I'm not kidding, Chris.
Wow.
They're down there eating edibles, smoking weed, and talking about doing it and stuff while their smart kids are upstairs trying to cure cancer.
So it's like That 70s Show.
It's like, yep, role reversal.
I'm surprised they get away with that on Fox.
Ah, yeah, times have changed, sir.
What's the second show?
I could talk about three, but this other one is
Scooby-Doo.
No, the other one's god awful. It's Fran Dresser. She came back.
Oh, you actually watched an episode of that?
Gave it a shot.
Yeah.
Stupid. In-laws come live with married couple. Never seen that before, have right. you? Have you ever heard of that?
When she was laughing, it sounded like she toned it down quite a bit.
Yeah, it's not good.
I didn't figure it would be.
Nope.
Oh, so you watched it too, Rody?
No, they...
The previews.
Yeah, they previewed it a few times on the radio. On late night TV.
Not good. But then there's this other show that is really weird. This lady has an accident and she hears people's thoughts in music. And I really like it so far.
Okay.
It's far out there. It's weird. It doesn't make sense. Like she'll be walking and someone will stop and be like, help, I need somebody. And they'll be singing a song. But that's not what's really happening. That's just what she's hearing.
Uh-huh.
And it's because that's what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
What
she's
woman
a medium.
It's similar to that, yeah. But it's really, I like it a lot because I like the songs, and they're real small clips of songs because it's a 30-minute episode. And she's
right.
She has all the stuff to do. It was crazy. The only episode that I'd watched is the first one because the second one hadn't come out yet until yesterday. But her coworker, she like goes down the corridor where the coworker's at, and he is singing Gary Jules'
Mad World?
Yep, thank you. And it was really like he was just singing it. And then she goes, I'm going to make it my mission to help him. And I think that's the direction the show's going. Not necessarily helping people, but she's hearing their thoughts and going to, you know, do whatever.
In musical form.
But it was pretty cool. It was this young black dude and he was singing and it sounded really good. I was like, oh, damn.
What's the show called?
All around me are familiar. Donnie Darko. But I don't know. I don't know, Chris. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Like I said, on Hulu, like if it says brand new show, I'll sometimes give it a shot. Oh, and yeah. I owe all that to Brooklyn Nine-Nine because I still eat my words on it every day.
Yeah, you talk so much shit about that.
It looks stupid. Still watching it, by the way. We're on season 8.
Nice.
Looks good.
I just started watching Peaky Blinders.
That's pretty good.
I don't think that one canceled.
It's 5 seasons in so far. So
I don't think it's going to end on you without an ending.
That's got Tom Hardy in it, doesn't it?
No.
No, it's Giovanni Grisby again. No, it's Scarecrow. No.
Scarecrow.
Yeah. Yep.
Whatever his name is.
And
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, it's about alcohol prohibition stuff or no? Or is it about blinders that are pinky?
it's more that.
God damn it, that was stupid.
You're welcome, Chris. You're welcome.
Chris is tickled pink.
Some call him Pinky. Like the ghost in Pac-Man. God damn it. What is the show about?
I don't know, I just watched the first episode. It's a lot of heavy, thick accents, and I'm not really sure what's going on yet.
Sounds like you were on your phone the whole time.
Yeah.
I want to watch this.
This was really good.
I do that too. Oh, man. I hate when I'm doing that and I look up what just happened. And that's bad about watching basketball games because there'll be a spot where you're like, hey, you look down. And then the stupid announcer's like, oh, my God, the broadcast. You like look up. What did I miss? Oh, it's okay. I got a match on this puzzle game. Got two colors. Ah! No, I'm looking forward to March. I think I said March. The Warner Brothers HBO full streaming service.
Hell yeah.
HBO Max for $500 a month, I'm sure. Looks badass, though. They're going to have Rick and Morty, South Park, all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm not looking forward to, Chris? Matrix 4, because I have no idea what it's going to be about.
Right.
They're filming it now. I've seen clips.
Jesus. Is Keanu Reeves a alive?
Yeah, I don't know, man. They've got...
Is he a tumbleweed?
I just want to be like, you got some serious splaining to do there, Wachowski sister Lana. That's the director and writer.
Right.
Matrix the Shatter Brothers, blessing. The Wachowski. Yeah, I've dug for like some kind of leaks. Nope. Nothing. Not a zilch. I'm like, the Matrix ended on a pretty definite note.
Right.
Dead story over. Here's Trinity and here's Neo back. I'm just like, oh my God, if this explanation is not good, I'm going to lose my crap. Because I don't want to be excited about it, but I love those movies.
What's the new one? Right?
That's,
it just reset itself?
That's some of the ideas, man. And I'm like, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
They made the deal, but they went back on the deal. They killed everybody, left a few to populate, and now they started a new resistance.
That's so stupid. That is one of the theories that's gaining traction. I don't like it. You like that idea?
I don't know how you could make that a good idea.
Like, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, ugh. But somebody greenlit it and said, yeah, this is good. Let's get... Well, they do that with everything.
That's true. I mean, Lady and the Tramp.
Hey, this isn't a reboot. Green light.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. Then people are like, it's a reboot. And then I'm like, no, it says Matrix 4, a sequel. And Lawrence Fishburne's not in it. But Jada Pinkett's back.
That's weird.
So that also kind of contradicts the thought that...
It's restarted.
Yeah. And then Neil Patrick Harris is in it, too.
Ooh. Yeah, as Barney.
Supposedly he's the bad guy.
Really?
Yeah, supposedly.
That's odd.
Hope he learns Kung Fu. That'd be cool watching him and Keanu Reeves fight.
Are you going to watch it, Roddy?
Remember when he puts when he goes in there the first time to train, and then he comes out and he goes, I know Kung Fu. And then Lawrence Fishburne goes, show me. They're so serious in that movie. It's great. I'm going to do a rewatch of that soon to get all pumped up.
For the first one's still not bad.
First one's amazing.
Yeah.
Second one is, third one's like, what? If you're not intelligent, you're not going to get any of this, you stupid. Will Ferrell's version of the third one is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell is the architect. And Sean William Scott and Ashton Kutcher, I believe, are in it as well. It was whew, different times in the 90s. Different times. I think that was 2004, but I don't know, man. I want to get excited. That's where I'm at. Like, I want to be excited about this, but I've never, like, I'm so guarded. It's like I just broke up with a girl, and a new girl's trying to talk to me. I'm like,
right. Speaking of girl, Jessica Herwig, isn't that the one that just died?
Jessica Herwig?
Click on that name. It's right down there.
Jessica Henwick.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
Now she's alive and kicking.
You were talking about Drew Carey's fiance?
Yeah, who's that?
Ex-fiance. Kill Buff. Abuser. Yeah, this is a bad topic to bring up, Rhodey.
Ex-wife.
Amy Harwick.
No, they weren't married. They were fiancé.
Oh, engaged.
Yeah. What?
I'm guessing she passed?
She was
killed. Oh, yeah, she did.
Was killed by her abuser. She was thrown over a...
Like third floor balcony or something like that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And the dude had been abusing her for a while.
Yeesh.
So, she broke off the engagement and went back to this dude? Or he just like showed up and...
I don't know enough to speak on that.
Or was it the roommate?
I just know that it was an abuser is what it said. She was in an abusive relationship. And the dude was arrested. I know that. Maybe. So Shadow casted over the podcast.
So she fell off like the little Swiss guy on The Price is Right.
You know what's bad is that Wendy Williams made a Price is Right joke about this.
Really?
Yeah.
About her death?
Yeah, she was like, something like didn't kill her, but come on down.
Wow.
Because she fell.
Damn.
And I was like, huh, that landed like a ton of bricks. That's fucking awful.
Yeah. Well, speaking of other shows.
They let him out of jail. Yeah, so it was her current former boyfriend. They let him out of jail. $2 million bond.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Which means you probably did it.
Anyways.
Y'all seen the trailer for The Hunters?
Yeah, Hunters? I can't wait to see that.
That looks awesome.
So stoked, man.
Was it Al Pacino? Yeah, Al Pacino.
And, whoa, timeout. We're talking about different things here. I'm talking about Hilary Swank.
No, I'm talking about Hunters.
What is Hunters about? Oh, is that the Nazi Hunters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
Yeah, that looks really good.
There's another movie coming out called The Hunt. Really? And it's about these people that hunt Democrats.
Oh, yeah, the one they delayed releasing?
Yeah, it looks hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
The Republicans? I'm not sure. Looks great.
It's like, we're white people. We're the worst.
Yep. I'm excited about that movie.
That's the tagline.
I like a good satire, make fun of all these people type movie. And then they hunt people down that are stupid douchebags. Kill all of those douchebags. Yep.
March 13th.
Donald Trump tried to stop that movie from coming out. I'm not even kidding. He tweeted about it, angry. This movie's pathetic. I hate it. Probably because he's... Never mind.
Portrayed in it?
Yeah. He's on the poster there. If you did, can you see him? I'm just playing. Nice. Anti-Trump podcast. We hate Trump. Love Democrats. That's a joke, too. I know. Somebody's like, go vote in the Democratic primary. I'm like, I don't like them.
Go but vote. You can influence it.
I don't like these people.
Influence it, Jason.
I need a candidate that I like. I need a candidate that says...
It will never happen.
Yeah, I need one that says, hey, I need a politician to run on the platform of strictly, we're not going to have a negative budget for 8 years. No more surplus. We're going to cut military spending in half. I'll be like, I like where your head's at.
Not going to happen.
No, it's not. You're completely correct, Robbie. Completely correct. I'm living in a dream.
Okay, so I got a quick question. Jason, you a fan of True Blood?
Yep.
I just watched the first episode a couple days ago.
Oh.
Can't stand their accents. Is it getting better?
No, they're in Louisiana.
Oh.
Yeah, but the show gets really good. Are you a fan of what's that word?
Gratuitous.
Gratuitous nudity?
Yeah.
Keep watching that show. Woo.
Yeah, there's quite a bit.
Woo!
But is it an actual good show, though?
Yes. Yes.
For like 5 seasons.
Till the end. True Blood is good.
Yeah, I thought it was weird because apparently everybody knows they're vampires.
Sucker. It says Sookie a lot, though. Sucker. I want to have sex with a vampire. Sucker. Is it okay to have sex with a vampire? The way she talks.
Yeah, I can't stand Anna that voice.
She gets better. Like, they all get a little better, but my favorite's Eric. Is he in the first episode? Did you meet him yet, Eric?
I don't think so.
Eric Nortman. He's my favorite. Eric's the best. He's a Skarsgård.
Oh, he is?
Yep. And he is the best. He's a big old tall dude.
Nice.
Oh, man. True Blood. Way to snap me back. Hate that ending. Ending sucks so bad. Is this it? Do we have another beer?
Depends on... Do you want another beer?
I do. I crave.
You never asked Rody, is there another beer?
I crave it.
In fact...
I have 7.
This one's 14%.
That's not division. I don't want that. Ode slide. God damn it. What is this madness? Odd slide. Odd is a good word for this. This is a paranoia imperial. Wait. Imperial pale ale. Okay. Imperial Indian pale ale. Indian. Imperial India Pale Ale. Complex Imperial IPA with citrus and tropical aromas leading to a juicy, hoppy after finish. Have you already drank one of these?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
Can't tell you that. I don't want to influence your taste buds.
Well, who's the brewery? Oddslide?
Oddslide, yes.
That's Oddslide. Oddslide.
That's a certified pourer's answer right there.
Who is... Oh, Paranoia is the name of the beer.
I think they're out of Chicago.
Chicago. Oh, so this is fitting to the All-Star game that I watched.
Or Detroit. I can't remember.
Did you watch any of the All-Star
Chris,
game?
Where's Oddslide Brewing?
Or were you too busy...
Chicago.
...not shooting Perfect. Any hogs?
Yeah, we heard some. We never saw them.
I was about to say...
Did you see Jason wrestling in the shrubs, scaring him off?
I did not.
I was watching the All-Star game, Chris.
Grand Haven, MI, Michigan?
Michigan.
I watched the most BS Michigan-Chicago
game. Which I think is right next to Detroit.
How did you get this? Did you go all the way there?
No. They've recently started...
distributing down here?
Yeah.
I watched the most BS slam dunk contest ever. Also saw Chadwick Boseman look like he has cancer.
What?
I'm worried about that guy.
Did that movie come out where he's like Denzel Washington?
The cop movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already on video. 13 Bridges?
Yes.
Yep.
Did anyone watch it?
No. Because it looks stupid.
Oh, no.
What do we do? Close the bridges to New York.
I had hopes for that.
Solve the crime. Really? Crime gets solved. Spoiler alert. They catch the bad guy. Ooh. I'm just joking.
That's like every movie now.
Sorry. I just slipped in a full tick. Spoiler alert. Good guy wins. Do you like that movie, Brody?
I do, actually.
Do you want more of that movie? No, it looks all right. It does look... He's a good actor, though. I was laughing so hard because... I was listening to a Lakers podcast, and they were making fun of him because he hates doing the Wakanda for everything, and they made him do it at the All-Star game, and you could tell he was not enjoying it.
Oh, no.
When they were announcing him, they were like, from Black Panther, and he literally like was like, kill me now.
I was like, God damn it.
He doesn't get known for being James. He was amazing in that James Brown, and he was also amazing in the 42. 42 is
Yeah, 42 yeah. was really good.
He did great. Nope. Wakanda forever. But, yeah, he... He did.
Look up the 13 bridges or 27 bridges, whatever it is.
13 bridges.
I hope I'm right. Oh, it's 21. Rody wins.
21.
Yeah, look that up.
Cheers to you, Rody. You win the false argument.
21. What am I looking for?
The all button. I just want to see what the score is for it.
The Rotten Hot Tomatoes.
Oh, 6.6.
50% is Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, it's a detective movie.
I mean...
Those never do well. I don't mean, like, you don't have to not like them, but they never do well.
What does it mean that it was 51st on the NAACP Image Awards?
NAACP?
No, that is not NAACP. That is NAACP, Chris.
Is that the National Basketball College Association for Films? 21 bridges. But yeah, they close all the bridges, then catch the killer. I'm more excited to see Chris Rock be a detective in the new Saw movie than I am that.
Chris, you really looked up NAACP?
Well, now I'm going to go to jail.
Damn it. I don't know why I just did that. I am...
Google hates me now.
I thought it was something else.
Oh man. Jason, you're
but call Chris. Why doesn't my Google work anymore? Just stops working. Anyways, yeah, 21 bridges. Maybe it's not on video. It's on my Plex server. Oh man, I need to watch it. I do want to see it. I was just messing with you. Like I said, I love everything that he's been in. Even the James Brown, the 42, and Black Panther, and it's been in a couple of things. You know what really shocked me? So if you look at a picture of him from the All-Star game, he really does look like he has cancer. Uh-huh. I think he's sick. Scary. But what shocked me was that dude is 41 years old.
Is it
he
really?
He looks like he's 19.
Jeez.
I was shocked.
He's what? Damn.
Yeah, he's 41. 41 years old. But yeah, he looks really bad.
He looks pissed off.
He just looks like he's on drugs. It's fine.
Yeah, it does. But they said, somebody said maybe it's a movie role. There was no definitive answer. I was like,
see, that's the best part about Hollywood is you can be fucking high as fuck in the back. He's probably doing something for a movie.
Yeah, he does look pissed. Jason doing the Wakanda.
Told you.
He kind of looks like he may be doing a Prince movie right there on the far right.
Oh, that'd be cool. Well, that makes sense. He does all the biopic. Or is, yeah, biopic.
Features. Yeah, biopics.
He does all of them.
Biopics.
It's like, hey, we have a black dude we're going to do a biopic about. Chadwick Boseman, get him now. Hurry. Who gets to play James Brown and Jackie Robinson? That guy.
And Black Panther.
That guy. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is a very important problem.
And Black Adam. Oh, wait. No, that's
The Rock. Black. It's The Rock, dude.
Gonna revamp Blackula.
I'm surprised he wasn't Blade. Oh, you can't be Blade and Black Panther.
Who was the original Blackula, Chris?
Sammy Davis Jr. I don't know.
Eddie Murphy. But no,
I don't think that's a thing.
I just hope he's okay. God. You have to cut all this out. Oh my God.
Hashtag on Twitter. Blackula.
You just start right where we mentioned Chadwick Boseman and just...
Wait, there's a Blackula family history.
It's comic gold, Jason.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But, yes, I do love Boseman. I don't know if it's Boseman or Boseman, but I do love him. He looks sick. I was worried. I was like, we need you back for Black Panther. But then I was like, oh, it's Marvel. They'll just make you train so hard till you throw up everywhere.
Yeah, that's fun. Or the hologram you because they have enough money now.
Yep. That's true, too. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier wrapped today. So it's done. They're putting it together now.
Nice.
Hell stoked. Yeah.
Stoke. And also the Eternals trailer is due out any day now.
I have less hope for that.
Angelina Jolie. You're not excited about that? Or Cumin? Can't think of it. Hydronina Cumin, I can't.
Kumar or Harold?
No, it's the dude from Silicon Valley. The one that got all ripped.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Can't think of it. How do you pronounce his name?
I think that's the... Is that the right one?
No, that is not.
It's the guy from Silicon Valley.
It's called The Immortals, right, Jason?
Nope.
No, The Eternals.
The Eternals. Mortal, Eternals, same thing.
Chris hears what he wants.
That's true.
So this Odd Slide beer is freaking delicious, by the way. I love it.
Kumal Nanjiani. Or Nanjiani.
Kumal, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kumali.
I really like him. He's freaking hilarious and everything.
Damn, it's got Jon Snow and Robb Stark in it.
Jon Snow's playing the Black Knight.
Yep.
Also, never mind. We'll talk about this afterwards. I don't know.
Along with your Blackula comment.
So, supposedly, since Jon Snow was in the same show as Sean Bean,
mm-hmm.
The curse of being killed and everything that you're in has been passed down to Jon Snow.
Oh, nice.
You should look it up. Kit Harington has died in like 78% of his movies.
Well, I mean, look at his face in that picture. That looks like a guy that needs to die.
I love Jon Snow, dude. And he's a terrible actor, but I love him. I don't love a whole lot of terrible actors, but... Kit Harington is
the
one of
the first story about Eternals is that it will have the first on-screen gay kiss.
That's I feel like that's happened before.
That is the most Marvel. Important thing. That's the most important thing about this movie.
It's Marvel. Marvel. That's what that is. That's what I was going to bring up, and then I said I'm going to bring that up after the show, Rody, was off the recording of the podcast.
Who cares? Let them all fucking kiss. Who cares?
Hey, as long as it's good, I don't give a shit.
You can have a fucking kiss circle. I don't care.
A kiss circle.
We're just gonna make sure the movie's good. Make sure the movie's good. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why that has to be a prominent thing, but it has to. Has to be the number one news story.
When does the trailer come out?
They don't have a date, but it's any day now. Uh-huh. Everybody on the darkness of the interwebs. The place where I go to get all the Marvel secrets, like the fact that they might be working on a Mysterio solo movie. That's not going to happen. Shut up, Sony.
Get out of here.
But
Get out of here.
Sony, whatever. Sony, you're stupid. You don't know what's going on. I think that might be it, fellas. I think I had... Oh, wait. The Sandlot TV show. We did not get to talk about that. That's happening. That's already... They're two seasons wrote out. They're working on it.
Yeah. Who's kissing who?
I'm kissing Wendy Peppercorn.
Squints is back.
Better not have no cis relationships on this.
Squints is back. I'm excited about it. I don't even know. This nostalgia kicking you in the testicles over and over and over.
Who do you think the A cell is in that group?
Are they having the old cast come back?
All of them. You didn't even read the article that I sent.
No, for the show. Yeah, I did.
You're fired.
But I thought it was just going to be like a couple.
No, it's two seasons. The whole entire cast. Even nice. Benny, who went to jail and stuff, got his life straight.
Nice. He's back.
But Goldberg's not coming back for it. But I think they're bringing Joshua Jackson. He's going to be Conway again. I should start mixing Mighty Ducks and Sandlot up. Just
you should. I was like,
who I can make mad?
I was like, who is Goldberg in the Sandlot?
It'd be so funny. Look, the only one that looks the same is Ham, though. Look, I can't recognize any of those guys. And then Ham looks exactly the same.
He does.
His face hasn't changed at all.
Yeah.
Poor guy. That little kid one, he looks pretty kind of recognizable.
I can't tell you which one's Smalls from here. I wonder if the next one's going to, if the series is going to, well, it said it's going to be about their children. Somehow they all get together with their kids. Like, if they all live in the same neighborhood, this show is bullcrap and I hate it. That doesn't happen.
None of them moved away.
It's so funny.
And none of them moved away and Bertram didn't just disappear.
What happened to the other four sequels? Are they going to be canon in this new universe? Ooh, what if the Mighty Ducks and Sandlot crossover and form the Avengers? Oh, God.
Perfect. I like where your head's at.
That is awesome.
Oh, God. I would watch that, wouldn't you? The Sandlot?
Yep.
Mighty Duck crossover. Oh, God. That baseball scene where they're like talking crap to each other. Cake eater. Oh, we talked about that last.
Farts differ.
What the hell is a cake eater anyways? Insult.
I think Smalls has to be the balding guy.
Probably.
Oh no, there's a side by side.
One of them's all real.
Well, no, that's not a side by side because.
Okay, yeah. Well, no, because they don't have Benny in that picture, so, right?
Oh, there's two missing. Uh oh.
I think that's.
No, you're right. That's completely off.
Where's Yaya? That guy was kind of funny.
Might be Yaya right there.
Where's the vacuum cleaner? Where's the beast? Where's James Earl Jones? Is he going to reprise his role as Darth Vader?
He's dead.
He's not.
R.I.P. Have you heard his new rap album?
He crowded the plate too much.
He has a ball signed by the 67 Yankees. I don't even know if that was the year. I watched that movie way too many times.
No, he had a ball signed by Babe Ruth.
Want some more? Some more what?
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for that. It's another one of those things, though, like bringing everything back. I'm like, I don't know, man. I think if you told me I could watch The Mighty Ducks or this, I'd probably lean towards this since they have the original cast. The Mighty Ducks right now just has Emilio Estevez. And the article said, if it's successful, we will look at bringing some of the other cast members back. I'm like,
Won't that make it successful?
Don't you know where we are right now? You're in the generation of we only want what we had when we were kids. Right. Apparently we don't want anything new.
No. Nope.
We want universes, everything connects, or it's from our childhood. That's it. Nothing else. So I want the Mighty Duck Sandlot universe. I'm going to build the Mighty Duck Sandlot.
Or the Blackula universe.
Mighty Duck MDSL MDSL universe.
MDSL.
MDSL universe. I'm going to send a letter to them and let them know, hey, you could do this. Disney, buy the Sandlot.
They're playing baseball, but it's on ice.
Are they owned by Sony? Paramount?
Who?
Fox?
The Mighty Ducks or Disney?
No. Sandlot.
I don't know that one.
I thought they were like Fox.
The article said they didn't have a home yet.
Really?
Yeah.
They're so, just going to make it and then sell it to somebody?
That's what it said.
That's weird.
It's like, we don't know where this is going to land, but... But I feel bad, but I don't know where they're going to land anyways. Like, imagine these companies... There was a Netflix bought a movie today. I don't know what it was. But imagine, like, doing this movie. You're all excited. You're like, going to theaters. And the production company's like, yeah, we sold the Netflix for $50. Have a good day.
What? You get 1 weekend to open. And then it goes straight to Netflix.
So it's like, well, mom, dad, you can't see. Well, it's just weird. Like, but then more people see it. But at the same point, you don't get to really have that experience.
Right.
I guess it's different. I don't know. I like streaming services. Why? Because I don't have to leave my house because I have a toddler and I can't leave my house. So
it's true.
It's cool. Like back in the day, I'm like, man, y'all had to spend time with your kids. I'll just watch TV. Oh, crazy. You had to listen to them.
No wonder you hated your children.
But yeah, I think I have high hopes for this. I don't know. And also, did y'all see that? Because we talked about Mulan last week. It was officially rated PG-13, the very first one.
Really?
Very first Disney cartoon that was G, or maybe PG, to be rated PG-13.
Nice.
Because of violence?
I would assume so, since the dragon's not in there to talk stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, it's PG-13.
They gotta make a man out of you.
Yeah.
Anyways.
On that note.
But yeah, I'm excited about Mulan. Movies. Oh, we're getting so close to the summer. I'm so pumped to the movies I'm not going to get to see. But we're all going to go see Saw together. You want to go? Well, no, I know it's not called Saw.
Spiral.
Spiral from the Book of Saw.
I love that dragon.
Man, it sounds like from the Book of Saw.
it's like a Bible reference. Chris Rock, Samuel L. Jackson, Saw. I saw this movie. Yeah, I don't know, man. I hope it's good.
It won't be.
Shut up, dude. Don't ruin this for me.
Don't watch it.
But yeah, we got big things planned for next week. Nothing. You'll have a good time.
Goodbye. 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 We're sorry. We have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done.
Now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.